The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yeah, Simon has rattled his shopping trolley back to the till. What's that I hear rattling around inside, Simon?
Full of prunes.
Oh, God.
Are you a prune fan?
I'm not a, you know, come see, come sa.
So you take them?
I take them. I wouldn't. They're kind of like Coldplay, you know. I don't seek them out. I don't turn it off necessarily.
Yeah. It's funny, you know, when you're in a hotel, like at the breakfast buffet, there's always a big bowl of prunes. And I always think, are they put there for the Yanks?
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe they kind of remind me, they're like big raisins. And I think of them as.
What is a prune? It's a big, big dried plum.
Yeah.
I had to Google that yesterday to my wife's horror because
she knew what they were.
Yeah, she knew what they were. But prunes are, they kind of have a stigma attached to them in the sense that people associate them with their laxative qualities. In fact, so much so that when I was doing some research on this, I discovered that I went onto Walmart's website just to see, because they are very, very popular in America, right? Because a lot of Americans suffer with constipation because their food doesn't have the same rules that we enjoy here in Europe. Probably going to get attacked for that, but that's fine. there's so much stigma that the FDA decided 20 years ago that manufacturers could stop calling them prunes because of the stigma, and that they could call them dried plums instead. And in fact, half the products that I found in Walmart are called dried plums.
They don't say prunes. Well, that's funny. Kay says, my father-in-law goes through 2 litres of prune juice a week, keeps them regular. 2 litres. Prunes are like alien brains. Why would you eat them, says somebody else. And in the 1970s, as a family, we went on a holiday to Spain. My mum was convinced that constipation would be an issue. She brought a suitcase full of tinned prunes.
Wow. That's brilliant. Terrified of that foreign food.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine that, waking up in Malaga and having a horse of tuna prunes into you for breakfast.
Although, to be fair, like, prunes are a very foreign, exotic food.
Yeah, I guess they are. It seems a bit strange to kind of buy them in Dun Stores here and fly them to the south of Spain.
They don't grow plums down in Tipperary.
What do we have? What products have we this week?
Okay, so I've got three. Like, there's actually a whole smorgasbord of different prune products in the supermarket. They're very popular, clearly. So I've got a prune juice for you, Kieran.
Okay.
1 litre. Kelkin. That's an expensive product. That is €5.59 for a litre.
Wow.
It's really expensive. So the father-in-law there is going through 2 litres of it a week. It's almost the price of a bottle of cheap wine.
Yes.
You've just poured it into a wine glass. What colour is it,
It's
Kieran?
Dark brown. It is the colour of a muddy puddle.
Honest to God, it looks like you've just poured Bisto gravy into a wine glass. That's
gravy.
What it looks like.
Yeah.
Without the bits. Then we've got Chivers tinned prunes in syrup coming in at €2.49.
Lovely.
And that really does look like the monkey brains. Or what was it your texter said? Alien brains.
Alien brains, yeah.
So that's kind of in a syrup. That's €2.49. And then at the cheaper end of the scale, in all its banal purity, is Simple Prunes by Dunn's. It's a pack of prunes. That's €1.45.
And what is the difference then between all of these products? I mean, is it the same basic? It's all a kind of a dried prune?
Well, it's funny.
Like processed?
The prune juice is a really curious product, because what they've actually done there is that they've gone through the dehydration process of removing all the water from a plum.
Yeah.
And then they've rehydrated
it with
water.
This is, because I was going to say that's probably not dried, but they do. They dry these prunes first.
Then otherwise it would be plum juice. It's not plum juice.
That's a good point. So to make it prune juice, you dehydrate it, then rehydrate it.
I wonder, can you get a plum juice?
Yeah.
And how, it probably tastes better than
somebody
prune juice.
Somebody can text in, I'm sure they'll know.
So that's the juicing process. I mean, the big difference here, it took me a while to figure this out, Kieran. Like, what are the benefits of taking one over the other? As far as I could work out, is that you're probably best off eating raw prunes, which is the Dunn's product there, because you're getting the most amount of roughage. In the juicing process, you're probably going to lose a little bit of that. You know, prunes are full of they're 64% carbohydrate, and in that carbohydrate is fiber, of course. Okay. Fiber is
so this
a carbohydrate.
Is what's keeping you regular.
Exactly, yeah. And fiber is a carbohydrate that cannot be reduced. It can't be broken down by the digestive system. That's the roughage that you're talking about there. So it has to go through. It kind of pushes everything through the system without getting through microscopic about wow. the process. And that's why people consider the raw prune probably the healthiest option here. Of course, the chivers is in, I mean, it's 50, it's, you know, half of it is a kind of a sugar syrup.
Yeah.
I mean, you could drain that off. It's probably the most palatable out of the three. It's more of a dessert, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got the list of ingredients: prunes, water, sugar, glucose, fructose syrup, acidity regulator, citric acid.
Yeah, but at the end of the day...
So more than just the simple prune.
At the end of the day, this is a sugary, fibrous product. I mean, curiously, the Dunn's product is actually... I've never seen that face on you before. You're just having the tinned prunes there. Are you struggling?
Yeah, I didn't realise the stone was going to be in it.
Oh, sorry.
The stone is still inside the tinned prune.
They're not pitted. The Dunn's ones, I think, are pitted.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're soft. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
take the dentures out before you have the chivers.
The chivers. God, they're very sweet, aren't they, the chivers?
Very sweet.
Yeah.
Very. Wash it down with some prune juice there. Might help.
I'll be regular after this, won't I? Oh, my God. You'll be able to set your clock to it.
You will. Mm. God bless the household tomorrow morning.
That's not bad. That prune juice is nice.
Really?
Yeah.
I really struggled with it, I have to say. Mm. Now, the smell isn't too bad.
Oh, I drink that now.
The smell's not too bad, but I really struggled with the taste of it. I decided, just for the listeners to understand, I decided for Kieran, for the taste test, to have it in its purest way, unrefrigerated.
Yes, unrefrigerated, you know, from a small wine glass.
Yeah, I don't like to refrigerate items for the taste test because you need to have it. Oh, he's re-pouring.
Yeah, I'm going for another glass.
He's going for another glass.
Now, how many glasses do I need to drink to get the equivalent of a prune from a fibre point of view? Because you said there's less fibre in the prune juice.
Yeah, that's a really good question. So if you have half a cup or half a glass of juice,
yes,
which is probably what you're having there, that's the equivalent of 5 prunes.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a lot of prunes.
Yeah, it is.
It's probably an easier way to get through it.
10 prunes.
To be fair, yeah.
On top of the other two, 12.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
God bless.
Clear a path, that's all I'll say.
The Cudahy household.
Clear a path.
You've got a car journey after this, right?
Yeah, I know.
God bless the apple green.
Apple green Rathcool, I'll be seeing you. That is grim. Well, that people trying to enjoy their dinner, they don't need to be imagining that.
So in terms of fibre then, if you have a serving of prunes, whether that's a handful of prunes from the Dunn's package or half a glass of prune juice there, you're talking about 20% of your daily recommended intake of fibre.
Lovely.
That's a lot.
That is a lot in one go. Where are these coming from?
Well, none of them are from Ireland, but a lot of them are packaged here. The Chivers is part of the Valio Group, so that is produced here in Dublin. The Chivers is part of the Boyne Valley Group, I should say, in Drogheda.
So,
and the Dunn's, the Kelkin is part of the Valio Foods here in Ballymount. I should say that prunes or plums, the dried plums, they originally come from, mostly a lot of them come from California, some from Chile, some from Argentina and some from France.
Simon Tierney, as always, thank you very, very much.
Pleasure.
Improving my regularity.
Good luck.
Improving my regularity. Simon will be back at the same time.
God bless.
Next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.